We are learning Maseches Tamid, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're starting at the top of the Amud. We just finished how the Kohanim cut up all the limbs of the Karban Tamid and filleted the whole thing. And now we're going to hand it to all the Kohanim who are going to walk it to the Kevesh. So it says, HaRishon, the first Kohen, he's going to take Beroish Uveregel. He takes the head and the foot. And the Mishnah explains, HaRosh Biyaminoi, the head is in his right hand, the choytmoy klap is royoy, and its snout is towards his arm. Karno vance beisav, and he's holding the horns by his fingers. That's in the right hand. Beishchitasa lemaila, and the mokem ashchita where it was shechted, that's facing upwards. Vaperad nosan olay, you put a piece of fat on it to cover it. That's his right hand. Haregel shayimin, the right hind leg of the behemoth is besmeled in his left hand. And the place where the cut was on the inside, and the skin on the outside, so you can't tell it was cut. That's the first coin. Hasheni, the second coin, v'shteyadayim shel yamin. He's going to hold both front legs of the behemoth. Of v'shteyadayim shel yamin biyaminoi. The right foot is in his right hand, and the left front foot is in his left hand of the kohen. So both of them have the skin of the outside and the cut towards the kohen's body, so he shouldn't see it. Ashlishi, the third kohen is holding the ukutz uveregel. He's holding the back of the behemah, the rear, and the regel. Ha ukutz biyaminoi. He has the rear of the animal in his right hand. Between his fingers goes a tail. And together with this ukitz is the finger of the liver and the two kidneys. And the regal shall smile with smile loy beisar and lechutz. And the regal of the regal shall smile with smile loy beisar and lechutz. And the left hind leg is in his left hand beisar and lechutz. And the skin to the outside. Haravi, the fourth kohen, bechaza uvegera. He's carrying the chaza and the gera. Hachaza biyaminoi, vaagera b'smaylo. The chaza is in his right hand, the chest is in the right hand, and the gera and the neck is b'smaylo. Vataloisa, remember, it has those ribs on the bottom, bein. Between his two fingers. The fifth kohen is carrying the two sides of the behemoth, the right side of the behemoth in his right hand, and left one in his left hand. Also, and the outside is the skin, and the inside is the cut. The sixth kohen is coming all the insides, and a huge bowl to hold all the kishkis, all the insides. Bikaraya magabeim. He also put all those, the bottom of the legs, he also put on top of that, mamayla, on top of the kravayim. That's the sixth kohen. The seventh kohen has zayim v'selos. The seventh kohen is holding the flower that'll be used for the minchas nesachim. That's what the seventh one is coming with, the flower. The eighth one's coming with the carbon chavitim. That's the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, which already came. They were already made into chavitim and matzahs, and those were brought. That's what that Kohen held. He held the chavitim. And the tshiri, the ninth Kohen, he's the last one on the line here. He's bringing the yayin. He's bringing the yayin that comes with the nesachim. With the nesachim, with the minchas nesachim. So you have the nine kohanim. Holchu. The sixth kohanim will carrying the limbs of the animal. They put it on the lower half of the kevesh, on the western side near the heichal. And they speak out why put it halfway down, because the next kohen bring it up. We want to have a nice job to bring it, halfway. If you only brought up a little bit, the next second kohen, it's like it doesn't look like they're doing much. That's one of the pshatim. Umalchum, and then they salted it. They put it down, they salted it, and then the Yeridu Uvola and Lishka Gaza went down to Lishka Gaza, Likra Shema, to say Shema and to daven that their kabbana should be accepted. L'rotzayin l'reach nechayach, the Rosh says. Ad kana Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara says, it said in the Mishnah that when they tie the animal to make shchita, they tie it They don't tie all four legs together. They're makidim oisai. They tie the front foot with the back foot and the other front foot with the back foot. Zok the Gemara Tano Yad v'regel. They tie the hand and the foot. Kakedes Yitzchak ben Avram. Just like the Kedes Yitzchak, that's how he's tied. So here also he's just tied like that. And the stomach reason is they want to make a zeicher to that keda. Loya kaifsim as a tzlab, but they didn't tie all four legs together. My time, why not? They did it that way because of Yitzchak. Why didn't they do all four? What was wrong with that? Rav Huna v'chista, charam shem b'zayin kachim. It's a b'zayin kachim. That's like a seller animal when you tie all four. They didn't want to do b'zayin kachim. Charam shem b'mahalak kukyamim. When they brought kavanos to avodah zarah, they used to do it that way. Therefore, it's like kukyamim. They didn't want to do that. My benai, what's an afkamina between the two pshatim? You can go down the kafsi b'shiroi inayim huchas dahava. If you tied it, the all four. Or legs with silks or with gold, so that is obviously not bazillion because you don't bring it to sell like that, but they still have the problem of huke amim that looks like a guy, like the guy. That'll be enough given to two reasons. So that's the Gemara Vaita. Tanan Hasam. The Gemara brings a Mishnah now, Agav, that we mentioned something about, Zav. That the tire is always not a zayin, so it might mean something to do with that. Not awesome. It says the Mishnah in Shkolim, Shalosh Esrei Shulchanos HaMikdash. There are 13 Shulchanos in the base of Mikdash, and we just had some of them in our Mishnah. Shemayna, 8 of them Shalshayish, made out of marble, the base of Metuchayim. They were in the area of the Shechita, like we said. If you're facing the Hechels to the right, there was these 8 tables where they Shaleim, Adichim, and Shekavayim. There they cleaned the insides of the Kabanas. That's eight of them. Shnayim b'marava shel kevesh. There was another 2 tables on the western side of the kevesh. That means right in front of the heichel, on that side of the kevesh, they had 2 tables. Echad shel shayish. One was marble. The echad shel kesef. One was silver. Al shel shayish on the marble one. It says avarim. They put the avarim of a carbon yachad. The carbon sieve. We said they put the avarim down on the kevesh. Lamat, that bottom half. But a carbon yachid, since it was one kohen doing it, so he just put it on one table right here. Va'al shal kesef, on the silver table, they kept the utensils, kli asharis, the 93 utensils we had before, they keep it on this. So now we're already holding by 10 tables. U'ulon shnayim, and right in front of the heichal, there were 2 tables, mifnim ha-pesach ha-bayis, or inside the ulam, right by the pesach of the heichal. Echad shal kesef, one was silver, echad shal zav, one was gold. Also cast up the silver one that used to lechem upon him with his asai. They used to put the lechem upon him when they came in. Also zav, and on the gold one, bits yos when they left. That means every Shabbos they replaced lechem upon him with new lechem upon him. So when they went in, they put it down on the table of kasef until ready to bring it in. Especially Fidim Adi Yamo, who said that he baked it before Shabbos. So they stayed until Shabbos. And Shabbos they brought it into the heichel and put it onto the Shulchan, and they took off those and put it onto the Shalzav. Shemayel Mekoresh on Ridim. Because the Lach is, Yemayel Mekoresh on Ridim. It started off with silver and ends off as a gold. Ve'echad Shalzav, Befnim, and there's one, so now we're already holding by 12, and what are the 13? 13 is the Shulchan, the famous Shulchan that's inside the Heichal, Ve'echad Befnim, Shalach Lechaparam Talmud, that's where the Lechaparam always is, that's the famous Shulchan, and that was the one that was the 13th one. That's odd kind of Mishnah in Shkol. So the Mara Kasha, why did they make marble tables? Mechdi. Ain't these Makkah and Shiris. My Abdishai is, why did they make marble tables at all? Nebdu the Kesel Nebdu Zav. Why are they making gold or silver tables? Why did they make them marble? The 8 tables, for example, in the basement of Chaim, why did they make it marble? Or the table that was next to the one of the 2 tables that were next to the Mizbeach, why did they make them marble? Omrav Chanim Hashem Ravasi, Ravasi Hashem Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchom, Yishum Artiach. You know why? Because metal, it warms up the basar, and therefore it can make it get spoiled. Therefore, it's much better to have marble, which is very cool, and that will keep the kabanas cool and shouldn't get spoiled. So, to Gemara, right? We went to the Mishnah. The Talmud of the Shachar, they use the ring on the Tzafonis Maravis, on the western side of the rings, the second ring, because when it's sunny, the first part is shady in the morning, and only that part is sunny. And then in the evening, did the opposite side, all the way to the right, which is the Mizrachis. That's what I did the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. So I'm not Emili. How do we know? Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Kral, the Pasuk says about the Talmud, Kvasa b'nei shana simimim, shnayim la'yoyim. It says shnayim la'yoyim. Kineged ayim. Do kineged the day. Kineged the sun. So the sun is this way and it's in the morning, the sun is that way in the evening. That's what you do in those rings. Taina mahaku, the bride said that also. Shnayim la yoim. Kineged hayoim. At oime kineged hayoim, or enoi ela choyves hayoim. Kishu oimer, sekevas echotas avekevers, sekevas jintase ben avoyim. So it says, "Kenega yom atoyim, kenega yom ina lo lochayvus yevim mishnah yom." Do you have to do two a day? Kishuayim veres a kevus a chotas beg veres a kevus shenitas ben avoyim. So it's the first pasuk, "Lochayvus yevim amar." It says first you have to do it. You have to do twice a day. You don't need shnayim yom atoyim twice a day. It says the pasuk. It's the kevus a chotas beg. One kevus on the morning, one kevus on the evening. Amayim v'kayim shnayim liyim. What's the pasuk mean shnayim liyim? Kenega da yom, kenega the sun. Okay, tzad. Tomet shoshachar nishchal kerem tzvenes baravis. That the morning Tamid is shechted on the Karen Tzvonis Maravis, Al Tabas, actually on the second Tabas, that means to the left of the rings. Shmein Abayim Rishchot Shal Karim Tzvonis Maravis, on the eastern side, Al Tabas Hashniya, it's way to the right, Al Tabas Hashniya. So you see from this Pasuk, Shnayim Layayim, do connect the sun, that we are at sunny, that's where you do the Shechita. So that from a Pasuk.